Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We close the show today with Eric Helland of Landscape Garden Centers, where he is here to answer your gardening and growing questions. Send us an email, inthemoment@sdpb.org, or text us 605-956-7372. That's 956-SDPB. Or you can give us a call right now. And I just forgot the number. 800-524-3604. That's 800-524-3604. Eric Helland, welcome.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I am doing all right. It seems to be a lovely day out the window there, but haven't been out in a while. How are things in your neck of the woods?
It is absolutely beautiful here. Just a slight breeze, lots of sun. A great day to be outside working in the garden or in the yard.
All right. What are some of those tasks that need to be addressed right now?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people have been noticing their leaves that are falling off. The tree, and we discussed this last time, just because there's so many leaves, and now that we have less sunlight, the day lengths have gotten a lot shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So the leaves are starting to drop, and there's just nothing to be concerned of. Hopefully sooner than later, we'll start to see some color too.
Right.
Lawns, really were kind of, around here in the Sioux Falls area, were looking tough until this last rain. We've noticed a lot of rust on lawns, but that's really nothing to be too concerned about. That will go away after a couple of good, the weather changes. It just happened to be kind of right at the cooler evenings and higher humidity where that likes to thrive. But that's nothing to be too concerned about. And I think everybody's trying to finish up with their outdoor garden right now.
Right.
Pick off whatever you can get.
Yeah, so you have to harvest what you can get, and then what do you do in your garden to sort of get it? Do you leave, your old tomato plants there, your corn stalks, or do you rip everything out?
That's a great question. So what I would, what we can suggest doing is cleaning everything out. A lot of those things might have, they're just not looking too good, first of all. Clean all of that stuff out, but turn around and compost it. Put it in the compost bin, so then that way that'll help get rid of any of the bugs and any of the diseases that are in there when you compost it, because of the high heat and just the basic process of how things compost. And then just pull everything out. I don't think it's completely necessary to turn the garden, but if you're really necessary, you want to turn the garden or take some other compost that you already had prepared or it's been waiting to be used in the garden, then you can turn that in and tell that into the garden at that time. And then with lawns, some people like to keep every leaf off their lawn. they like to have it so manicured and still see the green, which is fine, but I would really recommend mulching all of those leaves. That creates compost and helps build up that thatch, and then that decomposes, and that provides nutrients for your lawn and the trees and the shrubs, because all of those have roots that go out into the lawn also.
So you just mulch it, right? You just mow over it and leave it right there?
Yeah, mow over it. Yeah, mow it. Now, in some cases, it might be too thick, and where you do have to suck it up or pull it up or vacuum it. I've heard of people vacuuming their lawns, or even just with a lawnmower that has a bag on it.
Sure. You have to do this before it all blows onto your neighbors. If you live in town, that's the great, you do your lawn and then, all the leaves from your neighbor's lawn, in one afternoon end up on yours. And you're like, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it won't be long, probably a couple more weeks. I looked at the temperatures and stuff. Look for some of these trees that will just drop when it gets close to 32 degrees. And it's kind of like the old Snoopy or Charlie Brown picture when fall comes and all the leaves just drop straight down.
Right.
The ginkgo tree is renowned for that, where it all of a sudden it's just one day and it'll shed from head to toe all in a matter of minutes. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Eric Helland is with Landscape Garden Centers. Ask him a question. Give us a call, 800-524-3604. That's 800-524-3604. Or you can send me a text and I'll ask him your question, 605-956-SDPB. One more way you can reach out, in the moment at sdpb.org. That's our email address. Is there anything that actually gets planted in the fall, Eric, when it comes to bulbs or, you know, anything go into the ground at this point, or is it too late?
Yeah, no, there's tons of things to be planting right now. This is actually an awesome time to be planting any trees, shrubs, evergreens, perennials, because now that most plants, in fact, all plants are kind of shutting down their action up above the root, above the dirt line. And so what they're doing is they stopped putting any effort into that, and now they're starting to retreat and putting effort into their root system. So you can plant plants right now, and between now and up until the ground freezes, they will still develop roots and keep on rooting and growing. You just will not see it up on the top, and that's the wonderful way that Mother Nature works.
What's a good thing to plant right now? What would you recommend?
Yeah, look for if you're looking for fall color, there's going to be a bunch of sumac and maples that will be coming up. Asters will be blooming here soon. Mums are very popular. We're getting closer to putting in the bulbs, the tulips and stuff like that. I think we need some colder weather. Because if you put them in there too soon, then they'll just sit there and rot.
Okay, sure. I'm going to interrupt you right there, Eric, because we have a phone call. And we're going to get to Dorothy here in Mitchell. Dorothy, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead and ask Eric your question, please.
Okay. For the last several years, my vegetable plants like tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, they just grow out of control. They become gigantic, and the vines become all twisted, and you can hardly get at the fruit. And I don't understand why all of a sudden plants are just getting so humongous.
Hmm. Eric, what do you think?
Oh, Dorothy, you must have a very, very green thumb. and I think you're doing such a good job with the plants in those areas, and you have great, great soil, so it's putting on just tremendous growth. And I'm guessing you're getting a ton of fruit from them also, correct?
Yes, I am, but the foliage is just overwhelming, and it seems like it gets worse every year. And I thought maybe it was because plants are they're being so hybrid developed that they just go crazy.
Hmm. Well, a couple of things that you could be running into is that certain plants will keep on putting in growth because based on their nutrients that they have available to them. And if you have, you know, something that's putting in a lot of effort into the foliage and stuff, that means it's a healthy plant that's ready to help that, because the leaves and stuff help fruit. And the leaves are what's, you know, making the food that puts it into the fruit. So I think it's a good thing that you have got going. And what I would probably do is maybe just think about it, you know what, I'm going to have to space these out maybe 2 more feet apart from each other. And then don't be afraid to remove branches and little branches on the tomatoes and kind of clean it up, because that'll help get light into there too,
right,
and air movement, which is good too. So don't be afraid to do a little bit of pruning to keep them in check.
Oh, okay. All right. So just
back
before they go wild and out of control. They just become matted. They're so bad.
Uh-huh. Yep, and those are things that when they come matted, and then the leaves basically are yellow. I just say when those become useless, then remove those as the plant is growing.
Okay. All right.
Dorothy, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that.
Okay.
And Eric, we've got time maybe for one more question. Here's one from Mount Vernon. When should I shut down my sprinklers, or should I have done it already?
Do that now. That's a great. I'm glad somebody called in about that. Start winterizing your irrigation system now and make sure it's done, because you don't want to have issues with frozen pipes and then having to deal with that later on. or into the wintertime, because that is just a mess. So we have to your irrigation system now.
Yeah. Do you have to have them blown out, or how does that work? Do you do that yourself, or do you have to call the irrigation company, is what I'm wondering?
We recommend blowing them out just because then that way you're removing all the water from the pipes, and then you run less risk of water sitting in there and pipe, you know, something breaking, and then you have a mess next spring. Hmm.
All right. Any final thoughts on what task you should set ahead of yourself this weekend to spend some time in the lovely fall weather? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, just go ahead and, you know, the one thing is go through the trees. Now is a good time while they still have leaves is try to trim out the dead branches.
Okay. You can do that now?
Yep, do that now. Because that'll help figure that way you don't have to try to guess when the leaves are all gone. It's a great time to do that. And even you can start trimming the trees that have leaves if you want to, because it's a great time to do it. Fall is the best time to be working because it's so nice and cool and you don't overheat. You don't get overly exhausted because the weather's so nice.
Anything else to prepare the trees for winter? Now you're done watering. You give them a trim and let it go. Enjoy.
Keep on watering. Any fruit trees, soft maples, any young trees, make sure you wrap the trunks. Make sure that wrap the trunks from them all the way to the base, all the way up to the first branches, and make sure that if you have deer problems, maybe even want some chicken wire around that. Deer are in rut right now, so they're going to start putting, rubbing their antlers on these younger trees and just destroying them, and even older trees. So that's something to consider too.
Eric Helland with Landscape Garden Centers, thank you so much for all your advice. We'll get to work.
Thank you.